This is the Iran Human Rights Podcast, a closer look at human rights issues by the International Campaign for Human Rights in Iran. Today we bring you the story of two brave and pioneering Iranian doctors who paid a high price for being advocates of social change in their country. Arash and Kamiar Alai are brothers who built one of the world's most successful community-based approaches to treat and fight AIDS in Iran. Their interest in the subject began when Kamiar was a medical student in Tehran in the late 90s. After seeing a young hospital patient with AIDS being kept in isolation, he started asking himself questions. Why is this disease so misunderstood? And why are those infected so stigmatized? At the time, his brother Arash was practicing general medicine. When Kamiar graduated, the two brothers joined forces to treat people with AIDS. For years, they traveled the globe, working with other healthcare professionals to find solutions to the HIV and AIDS pandemic. Their work included widespread use of needle exchange programs, as well as using methadone management for therapy. But it went beyond medicine. In Iran, the brothers would often advocate for their patients in other ways, asking bosses to rehire fired employees, or pleading with families to reunite with estranged loved ones who are infected. Kamiar once said, quote, "I found I was more like a social worker." But in 2008, they were arrested on charges of, quote, "communicating with an enemy government and conspiracy to overthrow the Iranian government." They were both sent to prison, but after an international campaign on their behalf, the brothers were set free. Kamiar and Arash are with us today. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you so much for having us.
Arash, tell me about the work you were doing in Iran.
You know, we started the first comprehensive clinic for caring HIV/AIDS patients, people living with HIV/AIDS, and prevention about HIV/AIDS. And by this way, we had several activities to support people living with HIV/AIDS, injecting drug user, and people who had, you know, sexual transmitted infections by medical care and psychosocial support.
This disease carries with it a social stigma because of the way it's spread. And so here you are working with a population that's not only downtrodden, but also rejected by much of society. But you were performing very important and altruistic work. And yet you were both arrested and sent to prison on these very vague charges. Communication with an enemy government to overthrow the government of Iran. Can you tell me what you really think is behind this?
You know, we don't know exactly, because you should ask to Iranian government why they, you know, had this problem. But, you know, we think for some countries, when you want to have new activity, new voice, to support minority, to, you know, change the atmosphere to support people, they don't like to accept.
So you're saying that the government felt threatened by your work because it wasn't sanctioned by them? Is it that they don't want to give power to any NGOs at all?
Exactly. Exactly. Not only NGOs, faculty member, academic, you know, person, you know, any, you know, activist in field of, you know, human rights, freedom, they have big challenge with this government.
Kamiar, can you tell me about your time in prison?
So we were several months in solitary, which was 2 meters to 1.5 meters, 24 hours light, without any access to fresh air and limited access to restroom and no access to attorneys and, you know, no access to visit or meet with the family for several months, and our family didn't know about us, that where we are, for several months.
Okay, so tell me about the trial.
We went to a court. It was a 5-minute trial, and we got sentences, you know, for me 3 years, my brother 6 years.
And how many years did you end up serving?
And totally, I was in prison for 2.5 years, and my brother 3 years and 2 months.
Okay, and now you've left the country. Are you still both continuing your work outside of Iran?
We are not allowed to do our work in Iran, so that was the reason we left the country. Now we are here and now we are continuing our work in other countries.
So Kamiar, what were the healthcare conditions like in prison?
Regarding, you know, general healthcare issues, because the majority of prisons are overcrowded and they have a lot of prisoners, in general, most of the prisoners have lack of access to care, and even they need immediate, you know, emergency care. It's hard for them to get those services timely manner. And that was the issue. If you look at the data, we have had some prisoners that they lost their life. You know, at least I know a couple of them that was due to this situation, that they didn't have immediate access to emergency care. You know, they died. And in general, if you look at the, you know, prisoners, most of the prisoners, even they get the opportunity to visit the doctors, the time for visiting the doctor is less than 1 minute, based on my personal experience. You know, the doctor comes and has to visit, you know, 60 to 80 prisoners just for during 1 hour. And the distance between the doctor and prisoner is high. So even some of the doctors, they don't do physical exam for prisoners. And regarding the care, they give them, you know, limited amount of, you know, drugs. You know, so that's maybe they have shortage of having enough antibiotic or others to make sure the infection get cured.
So while you were both incarcerated, this international campaign began, calling for your release. The main message was, quote, treating AIDS is not a crime.
Yeah, definitely, you know, treatment of HIV/AIDS patient is not a crime, and as you know, it's a right to health. Even based on Iranian law, everybody has a right to have health, and you know, especially for prisoners, this is you know regulation and obligation that were approved by Parliament of Iran, that all the prisoners have to have, you know, access to care, and that's, we believe that based on the health and human rights, everybody has the right to have not only health but also well-being. And people who are living with HIV/AIDS are part of this target group, and they should not be neglected or discriminated from the community. And that was the issue. We wanted to campaign and advocate for those target group to make sure, you know, they have equal access to care.
Well, I wish you the best with your continuing work on this issue. Thank you both for speaking with me today.
And I want to thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
After they were both released from prison, Kamiar and Arash wrote a note of gratitude to those who had campaigned for their release. Here's a short excerpt from that letter. We learned from our prison experience that if you believe in what you're doing, you must continue your work, whether or not the work is appreciated by your government, and you must do this until the last moment of your life. Those the words of Drs. Kamiar and Arash Alayi. To learn more about their story and keep track of their ongoing work, you can visit IranFreeTheDocs.org. That's all for this edition. For more news about human rights issues in Iran, visit our website at IranHumanRights.org. Join us next time for the Human Rights Podcast. Thanks for listening.